DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. North Korea is to cancel a ceasefire pact with South Korea, closing its hotline with Seoul and shutting their shared border point. It follows a fresh round of UN sanctions against Pyongyang on Thursday. The set of measures were drawn up by its closest ally China and the US in response to a third nuclear test carried out by North Korea in February. The new sanctions target the country's economy and leadership. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, said the latest measures will bite hard.
The strength, breadth, and severity of these sanctions will raise the cost to North Korea of its illicit nuclear program.
Pyongyang claimed the right to launch a preemptive nuclear strike against Washington ahead of the UN Security Council vote. Deutsche Welle correspondent Max Hoffman explains what the new sanctions could mean.
They hope that it'll affect North Korea's ability to beef up their nuclear program even further. What the Americans hope is that it will force North Korea to take a first step towards re-engaging in negotiations. And it basically means no more concessions from the Americans until the North Koreans show credibly that they're willing to get back to the negotiating table.
North Korea has also warned it will retaliate with crushing strikes if enemies enter its territory. In other news, the US has confirmed Osama bin Laden's son-in-law has been captured and will be tried in the US. Suleiman Abu Ghait is expected to face charges of conspiracy to kill US nationals in New York's federal court on Friday. U.S. Justice Department officials say Abu Ghait served alongside bin Laden from May 2001 to 2002, spoke on behalf of al-Qaeda and warned that attacks similar to 9/11 would continue. It's reported he was captured whilst travelling through Jordan on his way to Kuwait. A Jordanian security official confirmed that Abu Ghait was handed over to U.S. officials last week under both nations' extradition treaty. Venezuela's Vice President Nicolas Maduro is to be sworn in as acting president after the state funeral of former leader Hugo Chavez on Friday. The Speaker of the National Assembly, Diosdado Cabello, made the announcement on national TV. After confirming Chavez's death on Tuesday, the government said Maduro would be both acting president and the presidential candidate of the governing party. However, the government has been accused of not following the constitution, which states Cabello should have become interim president and presidential elections called within 30 days of Chavez's death. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Membership for Romania and Bulgaria in the visa-free Schengen zone in Europe has been postponed under the threat of a German veto. German opposition at a meeting of EU interior ministers in Brussels has seen a vote on the issue delayed until at least the end of the year. Germany's interior minister Hans-Peter Friedrich said the two southeastern European nations don't meet the criteria to join the 26-member zone.
I think border controls are necessary if the political situation in the country is still relatively unclear. That's the reason we say that checks at the borders with Romania and Bulgaria can't be removed yet. And that was also the substance of the discussion today.
Syrian rebels holding 21 Filipino UN peacekeepers in the Golan Heights say they want the International Committee of the Red Cross to escort them to a safe area. The peacekeepers were seized on Wednesday near the Syrian village of Jamla, just a mile from the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights zone. Videos have been posted on the internet of the troops saying they were being treated well. The UN force has patrolled the ceasefire line between Israel and Syria for nearly four decades. In recent months, the Syrian conflict has spilled over into the zone. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.